As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
All right, guys, I'm going to share with you a little bit of my recent 15-day juice fast that I just finished as part of my yearly cleansing process. Many of you guys already know about it as one of the goals that I set for myself this year, my monthly goals reports. Many of you that follow me on Snapchat and Instagram and social media saw the cleanse, what I went through and updates that I provided for you guys. And I know a lot of you guys are curious about it. You have questions about it, want to know more about it. I know some of you have shared with me that you guys were inspired to start a juice fast as well. I actually even have a few friends that I inspired to start it as well. So I'm a big believer in cleansing your body, giving your body a break, a rest, is something that I do every year. Last year, for example, I did another 15-day juice fast. I did a YouTube video and a blog post and a podcast on that. It's on projectlifemastery.com that goes more into it as well, as well as the amazing gallbladder and liver flush that I do. The year before that, I was doing raw food cleanses. So I'm a big believer in giving your body a break, because the reason why this is important, guys, is that your health is your wealth. Your health is everything, okay? You guys know this if you follow me on my social media, how much time and energy I put into my health, because my health is my number one value above anything else. Health comes number one for me, and because I recognize that if I don't take care of my body, my vehicle, my vessel that I get to experience life with, my temple, then everything else is worthless. I don't want to be the richest man in the graveyard. I want to be around to enjoy my life, have the energy to do so. And a lot of people, they're climbing the mountain for success and they're physically exhausted along the way. They don't have the energy to do so. I know a lot of people, they want to build an online business, but they have a job, and when they get home from work, they're exhausted. And this is directly related to your health. And so I realized for myself that I needed to make health the most important thing in my life. And by mastering my health, it would allow me to master every other area of my life. And so cleansing is important, because for most of us, we live an unhealthy lifestyle. And a lot of the lifestyle is based on your environment. Your health is based, can be influenced by your environment. So for example, the air that we breathe, you know, a lot of the air that we breathe has pollutants and toxins in it that's not really good for us, especially if you live in the city. You know, another factor is the water that you either drink, or maybe your shower, or how you bathe. The chlorine and the chemicals and the metals that you're absorbing into your body, that's not good for you, right? The water that you're drinking, you got to make sure that it's filtered water, and then it filters out all the chemicals and all that sort of stuff as well. And then probably the biggest thing is the food that we eat, right? And the food that we eat is going to affect us as well. You know, whether that is food that's dairy, that's building up a mucoid plaque in our body, or maybe it's putting in the hormones and the antibiotics and all that sort of stuff that comes from the milk and the cheese and the products like that, or maybe it's meat, maybe it's parasites from that, you know, or bacteria or salmonella, all these different things that can affect us, or just the acidity of putting that in the body can definitely can build up. And, you know, by consuming foods that our digestive system maybe doesn't fully digest, maybe there's protein that's not fully digested and it's still in your intestines that proliferates and ferments and causes a lot of health problems. You know, maybe it's the skin products that you put on or the shampoo that has chemicals in it, the soaps, the laundry detergent. There's so many different things, guys, that affects our health. And we're not made for this environment that we live in today. We're not made to be able to deal with all this toxicity. Now, the great and amazing thing about our body is that our body is always cleansing itself, right? It's not like you got to tell your body to cleanse. Your body 24/7 is cleansing. Right? It cleanses through many different ways, through the bowels, the urinary tract, the respiratory system, your skin, your lungs. You know, many different ways your body is always cleansing itself. Now, the challenge is, though, the reason why cleansing is important, because most of us are putting in more toxicity in our body through our lifestyle or foods or water that we're consuming, that it, more is coming in than what our body is capable of eliminating. And so what happens is when more comes in than what you can eliminate and get rid of, then you got a buildup of toxicity. And then what happens is what is called auto-intoxication. So it's almost like, you know, you got a glass of water, right? And, you know, you're pouring water in and you have at the bottom, let's say, you know, like a little hose and the water's coming out. So it's coming in and it's getting out, right? But the problem is that you put in more water than what can be eliminated, then it's going to overflow. And usually that overflowing, what happens is when your body accumulates too much toxicity, it basically gets to a tipping point where it's got to get rid of it, right? So what happens is your body gets sick, right? And being sick is basically your body trying to heal itself, trying to get rid of the toxicity. So maybe, you know, you get a runny nose and you're trying to get rid of the mucus or a sore throat, or maybe it's sweating, or maybe it's diarrhea, or maybe it's vomiting. It's all different ways of your body getting rid of toxicity. And a lot of people, not a lot, but there's some people out there, their body doesn't get rid of it. And so what happens is, in some cases, maybe it's a tumor that's growing inside of you, right? And that you know, it ends up being cancer. Or maybe it's your arteries that are getting clogged. And all of a sudden, one day, you have a heart attack. So cleansing, the reason why it's important, guys, is it gives your body a chance to rest and get rid of all the toxicity without putting more in. It gives your digestive system a break so that it doesn't have to expend energy digesting, and instead it could make its focus on cleansing, getting rid of stuff. And so that's why it's important. That's why you got to do it every year. And cleansing, guys, when I do go through this process, everything changes for me. My happiness, my health, my energy, my skin, everything improves. It's honestly one of the most amazing things that you can do for yourself, one of the greatest gifts. Now, there's many different cleanses or strategies and methods out there. I like to do a juice fast. I was originally inspired by them, by the book, the documentary first called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead by Joe Cross. It's on Netflix. Highly recommend it. There's actually a part two as well. And also, Joe Cross has got a great book called Reboot with Joe, another one called Fully Charged, and there's other great cleansing books out there as well. But juice fast is powerful because you're basically flooding your body with tons of nutrition from plants, from vegetables. I like to have a lot of green juices. I try to avoid a lot of sugars, a lot of fruits, but a lot of green juices. And doing so, you're giving your body so much nutrition. And your body doesn't have to digest it because there's no fiber in it, right? So it just goes right into your bloodstream and your digestive system gets a break. You cleanse yourself. You feel amazing. It's just a really powerful process. So I've got another video that goes more into the juicing fast. And again, the documentary I recommend checking out, as well as the book. But to share with you guys a little bit about my fast, what I did this time around is I did 15 days. Nothing but juice. I have a juicer, the Omega J8004 juicer. It says you want to have a slow juicer because the ones that are too fast or they shred the vegetables or fruit and it heats it up, destroys the nutrients. It's not as good for you, and it oxidizes a lot faster as well. So I like to use a slow juicer, takes longer to do, or I like to outsource it and get my juices delivered to me twice a week. And so there's companies here in Vancouver, they have bottles like this, they juice twice a week. This will be fresh for about 2 to 3 days. It's not as ideal because you want to drink as fresh as possible. So, I mean, if you can juice yourself, that will benefit you more. But for me, I like to save time, and I get my meals delivered, my juices delivered every week. You want to stay away from juices that you buy at the store. Okay, you don't want any juices that are pasteurized, that have preservatives in it. A lot of the juices you buy in the stores are crap. Okay, there is basically sugar water. They basically take a lot of the fruit and vegetables that's like already rotting, and they just take the good parts of it and they juice it. They put preservatives, they heat it. Like, it's really, really bad for you. Okay, so stay away from that. You want fresh juice, and preferably a lot of green vegetables that is freshly juiced. I like to have them delivered. So 15 days of this, how many juices was I having each day? Usually around 4 to 6. Okay, usually the first few days is the hardest, because sometimes, depending on how toxic your body has been, you're going to have a bit of a healing crisis. So you're going to have some withdrawal symptoms, cravings, temptations. Your body is getting rid of the toxins. So you might, be a little bit sick or low energy at first. But what happens is, after the first few days, your body just explodes with energy. Hunger goes away, because your body is made for feast or famine. Okay, human beings were not made to always get a meal every 3 hours. Okay, that's not how human beings are made. We store body fat because body fat is stored energy that we can use as a resource for energy when food's not available. So you're either feasting, or when you're on famine mode, your body is now using the stored energy. So after the first few days, your body turns off hunger, realizes it's no longer going to get food, goes into famine mode, and starts to use and burning your body fat for energy. Okay, so a lot of people think it's hard. It's actually not that hard once you get past the first 3, 4, 5 days of juicing. Now, on top of it, I did have some essential oils, specifically udos oil, omega-3 oils, coconut oil, flax oil, olive oil. These are things that are good for your body. Essential oils means that your body isn't able to produce them themselves. So I believe in supplementing with that. It's also good for cleansing your body. So I had a few different oils throughout the 15 days. Every few days, I'd have like 15 grams of plant-based protein, specifically like rice or hemp protein or pumpkin protein, just like a protein shake in a shaker cup like this. And I did very light exercise every few days. So very light push-ups. I got like 10-pound dumbbells. Very light, not going to failure, not pushing myself too much, but basically just doing it enough every few days just to let my muscles know that I still need them, okay? And that's why I have a little bit of protein as well, just to maintain a bit of muscle mass during the process. Usually your body's going to burn fat most of the time, but it can also burn a little bit muscle, especially if you go longer than 15 days. Other things that I did for my cleansing process is rebounding. Okay, rebounding is a great cleansing process to help get rid of lymph. So I do 30 minutes of that every single day for 15 days. Another thing that I was doing, lots of water. Okay, you want to drink lots of water, especially alkaline water, filtered water. I like to drink from my Canyon Water machine by Enagic. It's not cheap, but it's definitely one of the best things you could do for your health. So lots of water every day. Again, you want to flush your body as much as possible so that it gets rid of the toxins, right? Through the urinary tract, through the bowels, all the different ways that your body can get rid of toxins. I also did, I actually did a cryotherapy session as well, which is when you freeze your body for 3 minutes to minus 135, and your body gets rid of all inflammation, reduces endorphins and whatnot. So I did that. I also did 4 sessions of colon hydrotherapy, also known as colonics. That's basically where you go to a place and you stick a tube up your butt, and warm water at a low pressure is basically going through your colon and cleansing it, basically, and gets rid of a lot of the mucoid plaque that we have built up over the years from dairy products and milk and things of that nature. So that's great for cleansing your colon. Worth researching as well. A lot of celebrities, a lot of the healthiest people that I know do it. So going through that process has been great. Probiotics, certain supplements, enzymes, rebuilding my reserve of enzymes, certain essential supplements I take while cleansing. Wheatgrass is one of the best juices that you can have, so having that throughout my cleanse. I also did infrared sauna. Infrared is one of the best kinds of sauna, and you're getting rid of a lot of toxins through that. And also some yoga and stretching is also great for getting rid of stress, especially hot yoga. You're going to sweat a lot, get rid of toxins that way too. And, you know, just really making sure that I'm emotionally not stressed out during the process as well, because emotions can build up acid in the body as well. So you got to be very careful with stress and just really make sure that you relax. Did some massage therapy. And then also to top it off, on the last day of the fast, I did a gallbladder flush, a liver flush. Andreas Mortiz has a good book on that and a great model. I did a video on this one also on my YouTube channel last year. It's a great way to flush out the gallbladder stones, and amazing benefits in doing that as well. Worth researching and learning a little bit more about. But that's it, guys. You know, that was basically the process. You can tell that I take my health very seriously. Again, it's my highest value. It's one of the most important things. It's what allows me to do what I do, to have the energy, the passion in all areas of my life. I know a lot of people that don't have the energy, and so their relationship suffers because there's no passion. Their business suffers because they don't have energy. Everything suffers if your body is not operating at optimal efficiency. So taking good care of your body, guys, that's what I want to emphasize. But hopefully this video can kind of share with you a little bit of my philosophy, my process of that, and just making sure, you know, afterwards you're taking good care of your health all throughout the year as well. I mean, no one's perfect. I still have, you know, once in a while certain foods that, you know, I treat myself or whatever it is. But, you know, making sure that I have that yearly ritual. And then for the most part throughout the year, I usually juice in the mornings as well. I drink my juice and give my body a rest and a break at different times also. So wanted to share that with you guys. Hopefully it can benefit you guys in some way and helping you step up your health. I want to thank you guys for watching. Make sure to like the video if you enjoyed it. I appreciate it. Check out the other videos that I've done on my gallbladder flush, my juice fast from last year. I even have videos on my YouTube channel from like 2013 where I share like my, you know, my raw food cleanses and stuff like that too. So check that out, guys. It's there for you guys on the YouTube channel. And of course, subscribe for more videos. And if you guys want to learn more, the links are below. And that's it for this video, guys. Make sure that you master your health. I'll see you guys in the next video. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.